Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. Yo, turn to that station.
In the early 90s, you practically couldn't turn on the radio without hearing an R.E.M. song.
Oh, life is bigger. It's bigger than you, and you are not me.
R.E.M., with multi-platinum smash albums and hits like this one.
That's me in the corner.
As one of the first underground alternative bands to make it to the top, it seemed R.E.M. could do no wrong. But then, the momentum slowed. Record sales and airplay declined. Now, the band is making what some might see as an all-out effort to reclaim their fans and move back into the spotlight.
I'm not necessarily sure that I agree that there is a full-scale campaign on.
But there's no dispute, says Anthony DeCurtis, contributing editor at Rolling Stone magazine, that R.E.M. is looking to regain its level of success.
This has been an extremely significant and extremely successful American band that, you know, has fallen kind of on the commercial sidelines, and I think they're ready to reassert themselves.
But not if it means compromising their principles or losing their religion, so to speak.
R.E.M. has been determined not to do things that have made other bands and other artists of their age and stature successful again. You know, they've never sold a song to a commercial. That would be an obvious outlet for them. R.E.M. is still a band that advertisers line up to try to get their music into ads. That's the kind of thing that would put them in front of people in a big way again.
Hailing from Athens, Georgia in the early 80s, R.E.M. had a unique sound that combined melodic, guitar-driven pop rock with lead singer Michael Stipe's abstract, sometimes indecipherable lyrics. And they had a do-it-yourself approach to their career. Bassist Mike Mills.
I guess we showed that you can become successful on your own terms. You know, there's nothing wrong with listening to other people's advice, but you got to be prepared to ignore it and do what your heart and your gut tells you to do.
But things started to change as the 90s wore on. Drummer Bill Berry left the band after 17 years, which radically altered the way the remaining three band members related to one another. At one point, R.E.M. even considered breaking up.
You're sure you've had enough this life. Hang on.
They decided to stay together, but while their next two albums were critically praised, they weren't big hits. Now, R.E.M. is facing the future by celebrating the past. Their new album, In Time, The Best of R.E.M. 1988 to 2003, features two new songs.
It's been a bad day. Please don't take a picture. It's been a bad day. Please.
One of them, Bad Day, combines an upbeat melody with what Mike Mills describes as a serious political message.
It's sort of registering our unhappiness with the fact that Bush is in the White House at all, but much less what he's done since he's gotten there. But it's also an indictment of the media. To me, one of the jobs of the media is to provide a check and ask questions of the administration, whether they're Democrats or Republican, it doesn't matter. The media should be questioning the edicts that come out of the White House and the moves that they're making. And nobody was doing that. For the first couple of years, Bush got a free ride.
R.E.M. is also working on a new album. Mills says it's premature to predict exactly how it will sound, but he did give a preview.
We've got a couple of slower, beautiful numbers, one of which is kind of a Jimmy Webb vibe, and then we've got a couple of kind of weirder, psychedelic things. And that's about as far as I can say right now, because it's all still in flux.
That album will be followed by a world tour. Suppose, despite R.E.M.'s best efforts, the albums and tour just aren't hits. DeCurtis says it probably won't signal an end for R.E.M. He feels that a band this distinguished will have a music career for as long as it wants one.
somebody will always sign R.E.M. Somebody will always want to put out an R.E.M. record. You know, I think that there's still a kind of prestige associated with them, and they're so important to, you know, a whole series of younger bands that, you know, just having R.E.M. on your label is still, I think, you know, something that record companies will think is significant.
Reporting for Perspective, I'm Lucy Tauss, ABC News.